back, Davin's Den, filling in for the campaign of Marco Rubio. Ouchies. Yeah. Rubio's done. Breaking news.
I tell you, I'm going to miss the way he would say Hillary Clinton. He would go, Hillary Clinton. We cannot afford to have Hillary Clinton.
Are you going
to
miss the way he made fun of your guy's short hands? Probably not. All right. Well, we're not going to do politics. We've done enough politics. Yeah. I do want to give a shout out to the bands that we heard. The last song you heard on the syndicated portion of the show was by Discotheque vs. DJ Combo featuring Donny Ozone, and that song was We Don't Care. And you can learn more about them at khb-music.de, khb-music.de. Again, that's Discotheque vs. DJ Combo featuring Donny Ozone. And then the last two songs you heard right into this break were Give My Love a Brand New Name by Jacko and Get It Now by U-Fly. So that's Give My Love a Brand New Name by Jacko and Give It Now by U-Fly. Two rock tunes, kind of liked them. Actually, I did like them. I didn't kind of like them. I liked them.
Yeah.
Good stuff. Much better than the God or Lover stuff.
I
enjoyed these bands.
I suffer putting that bit together.
Well, I will be playing these tunes, all the tunes. If you want to learn more about Jacko and U-Fly, you go to deucemusic.com, deucemusic.com, learn more. We always appreciate when we can play some new artists on the old Davin's Den. So, Pip, we're back here.
Yeah.
I guess we'll do some Annie Jackson, some Scambusters. Let me stop. My tongue.
Oh, my God.
My tongue is even more repulsed by me than you are, Joe. My tongue wants nothing to do with me. It is trying to escape my mouth.
About time it saw the light.
Really inconvenient when speaking is what you do for a living.
Barely. Ugh, now I know but my tongue feels like his blind, just wanting to beat and slap the person it's attached to. All right, so
you're bleeding from the mouth.
Don't be gross. All right, so while I cue up the old Scambuster music, Pip, why don't you tell us what the categories will be?
Yeah, all the categories for tonight. We're going to have the old perennial favorite, Mr. Davin. I think that category number two for this evening will be fucking asshole. And category number three is so-called Melvin Santos.
All right.
I like this.
All right, Joe, what do you guess?
Okay, so Mr. Davin, we're going to go with four Mr. Davins.
Okay.
And fucking assholes, we're going to go with seven.
Okay.
So-called Melvin.
Okay. It's going to be a fucking asshole kind of night.
It always is on Tuesday. Okay. Sorry.
So-called Melvin Santos, we're going to go with three.
All right. Okay.
What you got, Pip?
I'm going to say that it's going to be a seven Mr. Davin evening. I'm going four fucking assholes. And
I go with two.
And I'm going
Really?
Yeah, really.
Boy, you're feisty tonight.
And I'm going to say two so-called Melvin Santos.
All right, anybody playing?
Yeah, Tom says for Mr. Davins, two fucking assholes, no so-called Melvin Santos.
Oh, going for the zilch.
I know. And so the others are going to weigh in as we go.
Oh, okay. Take your time, kids.
Yes.
My show does not wait for you.
No.
All right, let's get Dateline, May 25th, 2014. I comment on whom? The woman who brought this to our attention asked for help, and Greed told me to ask for the investigation, and she consult EFCC. Again, that's the one who goes after the scammers in Nigeria.
Right.
What is fucking lies? That would be a great name for a song.
What is fucking lies? Like the,
isn't that a Fleetwood
Turner
Mac song?
Yeah.
No,
fucking lies. Tell me sweet fucking lies.
Tell me fucking lies.
Tell me lies.
What is fucking lies? Who did this? Well, we got a whole laundry list, sweetie.
Yeah, really.
This woman is really sick. Ask fucking Green who fell in love with this love scammer, as well as a liar. So now he's calling the victim who brought this to our attention a love scammer.
Oh, okay. So,
yeah, and we should ask fucking Green.
We should ask fucking Green. Fucking
well,
Green,
go to
I
fucking
love that.
Green.
My living room is fucking green.
In honor of St. Patrick's Day.
Yes.
Oh, it's the fucking other green. Hey, lad, he will go last.
This woman is?
Is she a fucking asshole?
A fucking liar.
Close, Pip. Very close. This woman is fucking assholes.
Oh, I didn't go for the plural.
You never know.
Wait, we have to go to the judge.
No, no.
No.
Damn. Assholes have farted.
Yes, they have.
No, I think that is completely different. One will not do when many are needed.
Fine.
This woman is fucking assholes. I do hate her. Fuck her, and she is a...
fucking liar.
Fucking asshole?
Fuck her, and she's a motherfucker.
Oh.
Jesus.
About Miller. That woman told me Miller never asked her money, but said thanks to her. She is creating rumor from that fucking woman who brought this to her attention. Don't you see it? The problem is from her.
Don't you see it?
Time for Damn It All Red.
Ah!
Oh, that was almost Damn a category.
The truth fucking. Then the woman's name.
The truth fucking.
It's truth hyphen fucking. That's like something. Tell me who's the biggest. Not really. It's a truth fucking. Tell me how you feel. No, not really. It's
no,
a truth fucking.
Really.
It's a truth fucking. I've had better. You're not the biggest.
It'll better. Do.
I'm not going to come. It's a truth fucking.
Who's your daddy? You
the
are.
Truth
you
nothing
are.
But the fucking
nobody
truth.
Wants a truth fucking.
No, no.
Sounds like something Trump will do to like ISIS's family members.
The truth. You want to know what the real deal is. You want to know what the real deal is.
You have information, and you're not bad looking. Come to the Donald. The president shall give you a truth fucking.
You're going to truth fucking. I'm going to fuck the truth out of her.
Mr. President, do you want us to waterboard her? No, we're going to give her the old truth fucking.
We're going to give her the truth fucking.
I don't see that in the Geneva Convention.
Yeah. Because they don't want to stop it.
It's a good old-fashioned American truth fucking.
That's right. You know, back in Washington's time.
The British are coming. Well, that was after a truth fucking.
Yeah, that's right.
Take out your wooden teeth and I'll give you a truth fucking.
Truth fucking really needs to be something that we use daily.
I think yes. It is. I think that has to be a category.
That's like when you know what? You keep it up, mister. I'm going to give you a real truth fucking.
Yeah. All right, mister. Now you're going to get a truth fucking you deserve.
I feel like that should be my response to when Joe posts a meme that I completely disagree with. Go, all right, now you're going to get a truth fucking.
Fucking, you with those memes and you god oh my.
Hold on, Joe, I'm copying links. Stand there and take your truth fucking.
Yeah. Stand here and take your truth fucking.
I think truth fucking will now be something that we all need to use. I like that. That's probably my favorite one out of all her shenanigans.
That's an awesome one.
Yes, a truth fucking.
Truth fucking.
Expect to see that on your Facebook wall at some point, mister.
Here's the truth fucking you deserve.
You know what, Joe? Enough with your bullshit. Here's the truth fucking. That's when you know I'm serious and disgusted.
You'll come to see the truth.
Anyway.
Wow, it's warm in here.
I'm going through the change. Anyway. The truth fucking woman who brought this to our attention. I am sorry that I will never delete her, because she is a...
fucking asshole.
Fucking motherfucker?
Fucking liar.
Oh!
She fucked Green up.
She gave him the truth fucking he deserved.
She fucked Green up. She cannot offer the evidence but creates lies. This is the truth. I respond.
Oh dear.
The picture I sent you of Green was a model. You saw that yourself. You're going to believe a person who has never delivered one shred of anything to you but heartache. Same goes for Jennifer. And I've taken a lot of grief for dealing with you. For saying there is more to your story, I have been attacked and accused as well. Still, I keep your identity secret and talk with you and tell people there is more to your story. I'm asking you as a favor to me. Please take down her name. Remember, she's like...
I was just gonna say that because what she's doing is very horrible.
Yes. I've been trying to... Remember, the woman's name was taken down, and yes. Then Beg and Steal... Poke the Japanese Komodo dragon.
Well, and you've been dragged through, you know, and the funny thing is, you're kind of on the same ground as her in the respect that you both have been dragged through the mud.
Yeah, except one of us isn't a criminal.
I understand that. But what I'm saying is that, you know, you need to, you know, look, I've been dragged through the mud too. You need to take the high road because you're dealing with, you know, another person here.
Yeah.
I'm asking you as a favor to me to please take her down. I know sometimes you hate me. Sometimes you like me, but I've never lied to you and I have been good to you. Please do me this favor. She is not in league with Megan or Beg and Steal. This woman is a victim. Steal is a fool. Mm-hmm. And I was pissed off at Beg and Steal. Yes. Mr. Davin!
There we go, number one.
I need to go to work because I want to take national exam the coming year. I guess Common Core reached Japan. I hope I can make it. I need to send letters to some of my coworkers who support me a lot. I also need to write a letter to my boss because he paid me and I do appreciate him a lot.
Well, that's what a boss does.
True. See you late here. See you late night here. I want to make my dream come true. All right, Laverne and Shirley.
Oh, God. I'm doing
that.
Could
worm.
You see, like, Brown Cotton and those guys dressed like Lenny and Squiggy?
Hello.
Hello.
Are we going to Western Union, Laverne?
What about Elliot Mill and Santos?
The Big Ragu.
That's what Ian Melvin said. It'll be the Big Ragu.
UN Secretary Big Ragu. Well, we've already seen Dr. Bon Jovi, so why not?
Yeah, why not?
Oh, really? Dr. Bon Jovi.
Bon Jovi. I guess he's giving him some bad medicine.
Yes, yes. I respond to her. I go, I want you to do as well. Is this a teaching job? And then she responds, subject. Sometimes I include the subjects now. The true words from me and sadness from my heart.
Oh.
Parker Desmond Green. This is like a letter I guess she's writing to him. To my big bother.
My big bother.
And it's something I would write to you.
Or my wife.
Like, yeah.
But I think it was supposed to be brother.
To my giant pain in the ass. Yes. I mean, my big bother.
Are you ready for some truth fucking? I really want to put, I might have to put truth effing in the title.
Yeah, I think you do.
I think I do. Your ranking is a high killer, and you got attacked by the Taliban 2 years ago when I knew you, and you tried to help me with my scam and funds transfer. It is me who told you that I will pay back to you, and I did recommend you to the UN, but you also got the attack from the criminals. I was very sad about this. I did worry about your life.
You got the attack from the criminals?
I guess maybe the anti-scammers or the Taliban.
And who's writing this now?
This is Anne to her to Desmond Parker Green.
Okay.
I do respect you so much. Because he has the samurai. I do respect you so much because he has the samurai spirit, and you are a real hero, as well as my big bother. All right, it's not a typo. This is just how she writes it.
It's stupid. Might want to commit Harry Carey. Holy cow.
I think it's really great, like Freudian, my big bother.
Big bother. What's she doing?
I do admire you a lot as my bother. All right, do I go with my big bother, or I think I might have to go with my big bother over truth fucking, just because that way I don't have to exit out. But
yes.
My big bother.
My big bother.
Remind
my big
me of this.
My big bother.
It could be any of us. About
wait a second, Trucker Tom says, truth fucking. Is that when you tell her she makes a lousy meatloaf while you rail her doggy style?
I like it. Why not?
Yes, it is.
That's another definition of it. Absolutely.
Lousy meatloaf. Oh!
I feel like this should be in an urban dictionary.
I think it should be.
I really feel there's a lot we could do with this. Thank you, Anne. You're the gift that keeps on giving. You're not a bother.
No.
You're a brother.
She ain't heavy. She's my bother.
Oh, when we have a staff, we're going to
no,
be
no, hold on. She's not crazy. She's my bother.
About the woman who brought this to our attention. You told me the woman is a liar at least 2 times, and you told me you never asked her money. It is truth, because I do believe in you. Why not contact Mr. Davin? You missed one, stupid.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Were you confused by the Mr. or the Davin?
No, you know... No, you know what? I was trying to talk in the chat. Sorry. Done. I'm multitasking.
Boy, believe me, you had to see me do the math last week of the contest.
Yeah, I think Joe completely fudged it up. Yeah, Trucker Tom has 100. Why not?
Yeah, sure, whatever.
I have 13.
No, I was probably right.
Well, I was doing, I'm like, I'm sitting there going, all right, it should be okay. I'm like, I'm not doing the purchasing budget for 2017.
You're gonna help Bernie with the taxes, make it all balance. Why not contact Mr. Davin? I do tell him the truth about the woman is a fucking liar. I did know her personality. Was that one of them?
No, fucking asshole.
Because her personality, because she doubted me, and she said that I destroyed her life. But I do see she is lying to everywhere.
Lying to everywhere.
She's just standing on top of a hill. You look good in that dress.
Driving around town. Hi, lovely lipstick.
She's lying to everyone.
Yeah, lying to everybody.
Grand Canyon. No, those jeans don't make your canyon look big.
Oh, I've got to go to the GWB. These tolls are more than fair. Yeah.
She lies everywhere.
That was almost a truth fucking.
Yeah.
About your daughter.
What?
Talking to Green. This is about Jennifer. You paid lots of money for me, and this is why I tried to help your daughter to pay back when you were in danger. Unluckily, your daughter was not smart enough, and she did not listen to my warning.
She didn't also hear the truck's warning either.
Unluckily. Your daughter was not smart enough, and she did not listen to my warning, because I do not have so much money. I am fucking mad.
She, yes, you are.
She made my life useless. She makes me suffer more debts. About your jobs. I didn't know you were in danger and got the serious treatment after getting attacked from the terrorists. He lost a limb. This is going to involve the serious treatment. Stats.
The serious treatment. Not that, you know, here's a lollipop.
You went to military hospital many times to get treatment, and Jennifer was crying a lot. I know, because she put tears there. No, she didn't write that.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Which made me moved about the deep bond between you and her. Now, I would like to shift to ball-busting blue.
But I digress.
Please solve the woman who brought all this to our attention problem by yourself, and then walk away for my whole life. I do hate you, Miller, because you are a coward, but use me to get the jobs at UN. I thought this guy had the samurai spirit.
Yeah, wait, that was Miller.
No, this is Parker Green.
Oh, no, wait. Wasn't she saying to Miller that he had the samurai spirit?
No, to Parker Green.
Oh, well.
I hate all the rumors, and I hate all this. Not only me, but also others will think of it as a scam. Why? No one gets money back.
Oh, what? Why? What do you mean, why?
Now to damn it all red.
Oh, wow. This is a very colorful evening.
Yes.
Yeah, we're like Benetton. You paid lots of money for me by using your savings and Jennifer's tuition to help me. Really? Really?
Really?
Somebody's not going to medical school.
Jennifer's tuition. She doesn't exist.
That's a cold dose of truth fucking right there, Joe.
Yeah, there you go.
You can't go to school if you don't exist.
Well, Bernie still wants to send them. Even Invisible Jennifer gets to go, Joe. It's going to be great America. Embrace.
He'll tell you how much the fees are.
Yes. Never-ending payment fee. And Joe's like, fucking taxes. And the truth is that the funds are being held by the government due to the tax clearances. You know I do not lie to you, and I always open the truth to you, because you are like my big bother, always.
God damn it. You know, not for nothing. It's like, all right, she made a couple of mistakes in that one frame. She doesn't give a shit right through.
She don't know.
No, she doesn't.
You're my big bother always. This is why I am here fighting for you to be against the against fucking woman who brought this to our attention. I do not allow anyone to hurt your reputation. Even I called you mafia. What?
What? I don't let anybody. I'm the only one who's allowed to call you a fucking asshole. Nobody else can hurt your reputation.
Oh, by the way, note to Joe Curry in 2018, use big bother for this segment as well.
Tell your future self what to
do. Yeah, future self.
About Miller. And now we're back in black.
Dun-dun, dun-dun.
Well, maybe you confront the band. Anyway. Okay, he's an asshole, because I never change my mind. I do hate him. He is a...
fucking asshole?
I'm going to fucking liar.
You should have gone fucking person.
Really? He's a fucking person?
He's a fucking person.
Why would we ever want to do that? That's stupid. Not like this has all been like 60 minutes.
It's
but
reasonable up until now.
Nonsense all the way through.
He is a fucking person who uses you and me. This is what I know. I do not want to say anything. I did tell him that it is real over. He is the one who destroys me a lot.
What is he? I'm sorry, uses you and me. I should make it sound like a folk song. He's gonna fuck over you and me.
Wasn't that the Marlo Thomas record?
No.
Free to fuck over you and me? It used to be free to be you and me.
Oh, okay.
Free to fuck over you and me. He's taking a moment.
Mm-hmm. He's the one who destroys me a lot. His fucking info about UK EOC and the fucking funds from Jimmy Jones.
Jimmy Jones.
Now back to Damn It All Red.
Damn It All Red.
Please do something. It helps many victims and me. We need the truth. Back to ball busting blue.
Jesus Christ.
Wow.
He's not here. Rainbow.
I know she wear a red and blue hat for this evening.
Kindly send mails to Mr. Davin.
There we go.
And I respond, tell you what. If he sends me an email from his official military account, I will say you were right and the woman is a liar. If he does not, then you take down the post about her. Pretty simple. Do we have a deal?
Oh.
Well played?
Yeah.
I'm sure it will wind up fruitful for me.
Oh, of course.
So here's my conversation with the woman who brought this to our attention. I asked her if she's been reading the group that we're in. And she goes, I saw it late last night, was out all day. Why can't he just leave things alone? But I thank you for all you did. This is about beg and steal.
Oh, okay.
I go, glory hound? Fool? I don't know. And I say, you're welcome. I will try again, but she's in full rage and paranoia last I checked. I know somebody else who's like that, too, but I digress. I'm not, and I don't mean anybody in the state in the studio.
Nope.
So, no, for a change.
Yeah, I know. It's refreshing.
Yes, exactly. She hates you. Why, I do not know. She thinks you are in league with Begin. And then the woman responds, she can go to hell. I'm sorry, but I know the truth. She doesn't want people to know the truth about her. Megan just needs to leave things alone. I go, he won't. He does not care who gets her. I was really pissed off at him at this point because I had worked hard to get this woman's name off the, you know.
Yeah.
Do you now think she is right in her mind or ill? And then she goes, I think she is sick. She needs professional help. The scammers have her so messed up, she doesn't know what is real anymore. So now we're starting, even like a victim of this person is starting to think that Anne is ill.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I agree. I think she took on too much and snapped. You and Jack, that's another anti-scammer, spent a lot of time with her and are of similar mind on that. I agree with that as well. Then she goes, but I don't know anyone that can get her that help. She needs to admit she needs help. So as long as she is in communication with the scammers, they're going to tell her that she is right and everyone else is wrong, that we are the bad people. I said she needs professional help and people with her in Japan. Best I can do is try and manage damage on occasion. As you have seen, I'm not immune from public outbursts.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
She goes, yes, and you did a wonderful job with getting my name taken off. I can't thank you enough. Then Begin had to stick his two cents in and destroy what you were doing. I don't know how to get her help. I say, she does not think she needs it, so there is no way. I will try once more with her. I had stopped dealing with her. She was writing me, but I stopped responding. Then all of this. Remember, I stopped.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, because she was being very abusive to you,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, but I'm used to that. I mean, we do this every week. I can handle a certain amount of abuse. She goes, well, I thank you, but right now I can't worry too much about her rants. I can't let it consume me. I do worry about my name being dragged through the mud. Yes, but I can't dwell on her. I have other problems in my life that I'm trying to figure out how to handle. I said, she's irrelevant. Pay her no mind. Sorry about the other stuff. And I don't want this woman who's gone through all this to worry about Anne Jackson.
Yeah, really.
She goes, thanks. Just need to decide how my life is going to go. LOL. I need to ask you a question if it's okay. I go, you can ask. I always get wary when somebody wants to ask me a question.
Right.
I'm always afraid that a truth fucking is around the corner. Do I have contact with Enon? I go, not in a while. He goes, oh.
Now who's Enon?
This is somebody we know. This is somebody we know who's in Africa.
Mm-hmm.
Not a scammer.
Okay.
And what does he do? He did...
Just a guy who I interviewed who I never played the interview. I will one day.
Okay.
And he's with the scammers? He's one of the scammers?
No, he's not a scammer. He lives amongst the scammers.
Okay.
I go, not in a while. He asked me to send you a message, and it doesn't make any sense to me, and I told him unless I knew he was talking about, I wouldn't send you the message. What is that to get you the blueprint? I'm seeing if we need this.
Okay. We'll talk amongst ourselves.
We'll talk amongst ourselves.
Now, you know what? We don't need that. So we'll go. Well, we don't need that stuff for this portion of the show.
Okay.
So I'll go. I'll move along if you kids don't mind.
No, I don't mind. But I was just kind of wondering who he was, too, because I was like, I know that I've been usually keeping up with the names on the scoreboard.
Usually. Sometimes I ask again. But, yeah, I guess this guy lives amongst the scammers. Maybe he is, like...
No, I interviewed him. I interviewed him a couple of years ago. It's actually a really good interview. Mm-hmm. I just haven't had time to play it. I have that interview. I have a full interview with a white hat hacker. Mm-hmm. I have some really good stuff.
Yeah.
But I'm just waiting for the right time. But I will play this stuff at some point.
Cool.
Right.
But that's not
this. He's amongst the scammers, and he's not a scammer.
But he's
right.
Not one of them.
He
yeah.
just writes about them. And
no, he doesn't write about them. He lives among them. And I had an interview what it's like and everything.
Okay.
A couple years ago. I've been promising to play it for a few years, and I just haven't gotten there.
That's okay. We'll get to it.
Yeah, at some point. Exactly. All right. So we'll go to May 26, 2014. And this is titled, The True Words For Me and Sadness For My Heart.
Oh, that's what you said before. Yeah.
Right. So it's the same one. Mr. Davin!
Oh, there we go.
The soldiers can register their account by their names, but not only military accounts. You should ask these two idiot soldiers. I really do not know the rule well. Please ask these two soldiers. Second, I have no idea how you judge the truth and fake. We know. The woman who brought this attention cannot offer the evidence, and it is clear to see she is lying. Why you still stand by her? She is a real troublemaker. I did warn you. Can you imagine she can fall in love with any man in 3 days?
Stop. She's not a troublemaker, and she's pointing out inconsistencies that she has. So immediately when she gets called, Anne gets called on the carpet, she calls her a liar.
That's going to be trouble for Anne. It's a troublemaker, Joe. From her point of view,
that's what they do. They make trouble.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Glad we could clear that up for you.
Yeah.
I feel better.
That wasn't a truth fucking. That was a truth hand job. Mm.
It was gentle.
Yes. Can you imagine she can fall in love with any man in 3 days? I was shocked at that time, and this is why I blocked her out. Parker Green is a real soldier. He told me about military, but not much.
Right. Exactly. The look on your face. Who could fall in love with a person in 3 days? That's ridiculous. Parker Green is a real soldier. No, she's not, you asshole.
Not. Yeah, I know. You're the one to call people out. You're not allowed to fall in love that fast, but he's a real guy.
You know,
he told me about it, but not that much, because he's not real and he doesn't know that much. Oh my God. Oh my God.
I was shocked at that time, and this is why I blocked her out. Parker Green is a real soldier. He told me about military, but not much. You can do some research that the model photo is Green, and his military photo is also him. See his nose and face?
Here's another thing, too. He told me about the military. He's a real soldier. He told me about the military, but not much. So you're working on limited information.
Yeah.
Pictures are like of a 25-year-old guy, which I showed the modeling website. And remember, this 25-year-old guy has, what, like a 17-year-old daughter?
Let me ask you a question. If I was telling you something and you go, are you sure? I'm totally positive. Did you do all your research? Not much. You know.
I know.
I think we've had that conversation. I think people can track it down on Facebook.
No.
Oh, my God.
She needs a truth fucking. How do you feel when their teams get shot and lie down beside you? Miller once told me, these two men do not talk much. Ask them. I am not sure if they want to reply to you. If they're fake, why do they still have these two Yahoo message accounts and mail accounts? Because they're scamming other people, stupid. Why? Why do they never change them? Think about what I said. And I did. And then I said, this is not.
I'm going to shoot yourself.
Then she goes, this is your mail. And then she quotes what I said. Tell you what, if he sends me an email from his official military account, I will say you were right and the woman is a liar. If he does not, then you take down the posts about her. Pretty simple. Mm-hmm. Do we have a deal? That's so she quotes me. Mm-hmm. She goes, P.S. I'm sorry not to come online last night due to my job. Tomorrow I will be very busy. I am not sure if I can come online. So I respond to her. I go, it is important that you understand this. One does not register for a military account. The military gives it to you when you join. Retired soldiers get to keep it as well. Actually, that's not the truth anymore. Oh. It was when I wrote this, but now they take away the official military accounts from the soldiers, mm-hmm. which is a pain in the nuts. Retired soldiers get to keep it as well, though the last part might be changing. See, I knew there was change in them. As of now, once you have it, it's yours. .mil is how you know somebody is real in the military. Mm-hmm. That's how it has to end. The Yahoo Messenger accounts are free, and anybody can register for one. It is a free service, like Gmail, AOL.com, Hotmail, etc. Again, I should not have to explain this to somebody who claims to be an expert.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How many times have I said that? You know, you're explaining, you know, that somebody that claims that the expert has to be told this.
Yeah, it's like, really, what are you thinking?
I am disappointed that the woman who brought this to our attention does not have what I asked for. That being said, you and I talked about Brown's phone number at one point, and you told me you thought he had it, but must have deleted it. Because you did not have it, should I have discounted everything you told me and called you a liar? Wait. Remember, I was supposed to get Brown's phone number, and then she couldn't produce Brown's phone number?
Oh, right. Okay.
So,
right.
So I'm saying, should I have called you a liar?
Yeah, right. Just because you couldn't come up with the goods?
Of course not. Things get deleted. Things get lost. I give her the same benefit of the doubt that I give you. It is well established that the picture of the model I sent you is not Green, but indeed a picture of a model. That was a handsome young man. Why would that person need you to set him up with a single woman in Japan? He would not.
And how about just flat out, have you asked how did he have a 17-year-old woman? I mean, daughter.
Listen, when you're as good looking as this man, and you go to Japan, you unfurl your pole that holds the flag, and geisha girls just jump on it.
And the big flag, oh yes, we are the flag.
That wasn't Japanese. That was Eastern European.
No, it was Japanese.
I wasn't sure what was going on there.
I think Joe was in pain. I think his underwear clipped the ball. So I could say, I go, here is where we are. You call the woman a liar. A lot of people are calling you a liar. You know this. Still, I protect your identity because I do not know you are a liar. I do not know if this woman is a liar. I have asked you to conceal her real identity as I have done yours. Please do this. So she responds, the things do not get lost because this woman lies about Brown Counton's phone number. I did have it before, and I cannot find it. One victim got hacked by the scammers, and then I also got hacked. She hid the truth, and this is why I know some hunters are playing games with the real scammers. I was so mad. I never contacted the victim from that. I blocked her out because my students also sent mail to me by the old mail address. I told my students not to send mail to me because I shut down the mail address. Mm-hmm. I guess the one that had the number.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Green told me that the scammers would steal info from my mailbox, and I cleaned my mailbox. That's one way to get rid of the evidence.
Yeah, really? Oh, God.
You know, I can't really make these things self-destruct, but you can.
Yeah.
Hit delete here. Green was worried about me at this time due to my research. I did lose the phone number from Brown Con. I am not sure if I can find it back. I contact Green by the mail from above. I contacted Miller by that mail. I used Yahoo Messenger to contact him by JHM11111 Miller and Green 1 Parker Green. So the woman, again, is really lying. I have no idea why you do not believe in me. Because I'm an asshole.
Well, now, but those email addresses, where are they coming from?
This is the one I think she's talking about that she uses now. Oh, their email address? That's their Yahoo Messenger account that is still active.
Okay.
She is sick. She lies. She does not have that evidence because Green reported it too. This is what I know. What is benefit? She said every man asked her for money. Fuck her. She is
a fucking asshole.
Fucking liar.
A motherfucker. That would have been two. That would have been two if you were playing motherfucker. Mm.
Sorry.
Rough night not to be a motherfucker.
No score.
She lies. I guess she is a real love scammer. She has no evidence and she lies. Why she said Green asked her for money? She wanted to get attention. Why she asked me to introduce Mill and Green to her? She went for Gary. That soldier came to me and she said to me, Gary fell in love with her. What a fucking woman.
Well, maybe Gary.
I don't know who Gary is.
What a fucking woman.
Well, maybe Gary heard that she was a fucking woman, so he fell for her.
I have no idea why Howard Stern's producer is involved with this.
I know.
Hey, Wolf.
I didn't get in there.
Scammer. She goes, I have to go to work. I'm very busy today.
Yeah, seems you're up to your ass.
And then she was subject line. My opinions. Mr. Davin.
My opinions.
Dateline. Mr. Davin.
To tell you the truth, that my coworkers like me and they comment on me. I am very honest. They help me a lot here in Japan. This is my privacy. I do work hard. I have no idea why these hunters are sick. I do think that the woman is lying. She lies to everyone. She has problems.
Wow. No mirrors in this house, huh?
Well, they'd be breaking with the stones. I dare say Green knows my personality, even Brown Cotton.
And more people than that.
Good point.
Yeah. A show and all listeners.
All right. So, thoughts, comments, questions?
She's still delusional. I mean, she just doesn't. She's on this tangent, and she doesn't know what she's doing.
It just drives me crazy that she goes back and forth between thinking people are scammers and then believing in them. And going,
within the same email.
Yeah.
Within the same paragraph, like a paragraph apart.
Yeah.
Sometimes she changes font color.
Yeah, many times tonight.
So,
man.
I mean, she still hates this woman.
Yeah.
She clearly believes in Parker Green's story.
Yeah.
I mean, we're right back to square one. And she's like, why don't I see how good my big bother is?
Yeah, you're the delusional one, Devin.
I am. It's like the roles are reversed. Like, I'm really trying to get her to see, but she thinks she's trying to get me to see.
Yeah.
Somebody needs a truth fucking.
I think it should be you.
I should get a truth fucking. I will insist on that post-show.
Uh-oh.
I demand ye give me ye truth fucking!
Joe?
Yeah?
You're up.
Yeah. No, thank you, no.
That's hurtful. All right, so what are the grand tally, kids?
Well, we had 5 Mr. Davins, and the only one who called that was Softly Softly.
Yeah, Softly Softly.
Yeah, nice. Walking in right out the gate.
Walking in at the gate? What is it, a horse?
I don't know. You know what? My tongue is not working anymore either.
All our tongues should be cut out. It'd be a much better radio show.
That's riveting.
I don't know why we got new listeners all the time now.
There were no fucking assholes except for the ones at the table.
Really?
Yeah,
there were
2
motherfuckers.
Yeah, I know, but that wasn't one of the categories.
Okay.
And no so-called Melvin Santos either.
Mm.
But, I mean, we really would have racked him up if we had the Beggin' Steals.
Yeah. So Softly Softly gets the win.
Softly Softly gets the
gets
win.
Gets the win.
Good job, Softly Softly.
Yay.
Yeah, nice. Although, I have to say, Tom got 0 for so-called Melvin Santos, so he called that one.
Oh, yeah, Tom gets credit for that.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, definitely gets credit.
Nobody knows zeros like Tom knows zeros.
That's why he comes to us every
absolutely
week.
Absolutely. Yes. Oh, good. Congrats to Tom and Softly Softly on a game well played.
Yes.
And,
yes.
Congrats to Joe for besting me. I think the first time ever in God or Lover. I think that might be the first time you've bested me in that game.
That might be.
Could be.
Yeah, no, he really did trounce you there.
He beat me by 1, stupid.
I know.
Really?
Yeah.
It wasn't a Rubio
no,
show.
No, it wasn't.
Do I have to suspend the show? I don't.
No, it was the land. Yeah, it was the landslide.
He beat me by like a mongrel point.
Mongrel. Yeah. Well, I mean, the way you were going, the way you were neck and neck, if you hadn't.
Yeah, because we both kept on missing.
Yeah, I know.
We have to keep the game away from Hillary Clinton.
You're gonna miss that. You should make that your ringtone.
Throw my phone.
Well, why not? You threw the blinds. All right, we should thank some people for allowing this to transpire.
Yes.
Do you want to feel safe? Do you want to know that you or a loved one can protect themselves if they are ever attacked? Of course! We all want that. Zombie Martial Arts is now accepting men and women for personal instruction in hand-to-hand combat and attacks by an assailant with a gun, knife, or any other weapon. Never be a criminal's easy target again. Contact Sensei Russ Fredico today and learn how to begin protecting yourself and your loved ones immediately. Email him at russfredico@yahoo.com. That's RussFredico@yahoo.com. With training from Zombie Martial Arts, you can walk with confidence and not walk dead.
I so wish that I lived close enough that I could go to those classes.
I would go too, yeah.
That it would be like a regular thing, because that is something I would really love to do, is learn how to defend yourself.
It's great. It's great. I've seen it. It's fantastic.
And do it fun with him.
Yeah, if you're in the Orange County area, it's great.
Yeah.
A good thing to do. You know, this is the type of thing you need at a Trump rally. If you had this type of training, whether you're a protester or just somebody there to support Trump, either way, you're nice and safe.
You can decide which side is the zombies.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's not a partisan type of training.
Right. And sometimes you work up a hunger, and you want to go to a lovely place to unwind.
Absolutely.
And Portobello is Bergen County, New Jersey's most exclusive fine dining Italian restaurant. The Tuscan Villa setting will make you feel like you've been transported to the old country. Every dish is prepared with care and attention to detail, and the Portobello chefs are happy to cater to any dietary need, thus ensuring every visit is not just a meal but an experience. Portobello is open for lunch and dinner Monday through Saturday, and on Sunday, Portobello features a sumptuous brunch in addition to their dinner menu, which is available all day. Friday and Saturday nights, as Portobello features live entertainment starting at 9 p.m. Portobello Banquets is your destination for that special event, such as Sweet 16s, weddings, office parties, or anything that has to impress. Their professional staff will ensure that your event is not just an occasion but a memory. And Portobello Banquets also hosts the always popular comedy nights throughout the year, which are produced by Sidespinning Productions owner Davin of Davin's Den.
And I know him.
Yeah, you certainly do. And this March 22nd from Comedy Central, great show with Max DiCelli. Experience all that Portobello has to offer, 175 Ramapo Valley Road in Oakland, New Jersey. Or learn more by calling 201-337-8990. That is 201-337-8990. Or by visiting their website, portobellonj.com. Hey, you deserve the best. You deserve Portobello.
Sidespinning Productions for all your comedy needs, murder mysteries, kids parties, balloon animals. Sidespinningproductions.com, sidespinningproductions.com, 551-404-3094, 551-404-3094. Pip, will you be out and about this week?
I will not.
All right, Joe?
Yeah, the band is playing Sexy Susan Project. Phenomenal.
Very confident about this, Susan.
I most certainly. We have a 14-year-old kid playing guitar who's like a prodigy. We have a drummer who's 16 years old who is, like, amazing.
And the restraining order hasn't kicked in.
Yeah, right.
And Joe will be playing keyboards out in the parking lot.
Yeah, right. And the rest of us old farts. We're going to be at the Hub Billiard Club. Great place for pool. Also a great place for music. And that's going to be at 4060 Austin Boulevard, Island Park, New York. It's going to be on the 18th, this Friday the 18th. So check it on out. Phone number there would be, just go to my website. 516-442-1599.
And you know, Joe, you write down so much prep for the show. Why not include that? I mean, why not write that out so you don't have to thumb through your phone?
Don't worry. It'll be a great gig. And I gave you all the information, and it's going to be a kick-ass night. So get down there.
All right, Joe. We get it.
Get down. Sorry.
Wednesday, March 16th, I'll be on the 8 p.m. show at the Grizzly Pear on McDougal Street in Manhattan, New York. And then I'll be at the 11 p.m. show at the Broadway Comedy Club in New York, New York. For tickets, call 212-757-2323. 212-757-2323. Going to be a late night for me. Friday, March 18th, if you're not on the island, listen to Joe's band. If you're in Jersey, I got plenty of stuff for you. Friday, March 18th, live comedy in the following venues. Augusta, New Jersey at Skyland Stadium, starring Pat O'Donnell, Don MacArthur, and Jim Gallagher. For tickets, call 973-384-7644. 973-383-7644. Oakland at the aforementioned Portobello Banquet, starring the aforementioned Max DiCelli, Chips Cooney, Joe Pontillo, and Rich Carucci. For tickets, call 201 201-337-8990, 201-337-8990. Also on March 18th, Woodland Park, New Jersey, Francesco, starring Joe Bronzi, Exine Lofgren, and Michael Merkovich. For tickets, call 973-925-1100. Sunday, March 9th. Saturday.
Which panties? No, the Saturday panties. That day of the week panties. You don't know about this.
No.
Oh, because
okay. I didn't date six-year-olds.
Well, not just the little girls wore them.
All right. Saturday, March 19th, I'll be in Chester, New York at Joker's Comedy Club. For tickets, call 845-345-1039, 845-345-1039. Sunday afternoon, I'll be taping a TV show, doing comedy.
Yeah.
Pip's going to come along.
What TV show is that?
I'm not really sure. But it's going to be in New York. It's going to be like one of those local New York shows.
Okay.
And I'm going to get a copy of it. I got to figure out what material I want to do. Because lately I've been doing so much topical stuff, but if I want to make a tape, I shouldn't do topical stuff.
Right.
So I'm going to have to think about what I want to talk about.
Talk about yourself.
I don't really do that. Mm. I'd much rather point the finger and talk about what's wrong with all of you. Mm. So yeah, we got a plenty of comedy this week. And Joe's got the music. So definitely things for you guys to do. It's been fun, as always. Check back on the website. We put blogs up. Check us back on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at Davin's Den. Joe, what's your Twitter handle?
That'd be plankfoot at twitter.com.
Pip?
Piphelix at twitter.com.
And I am at Davin Comedy. Thank all you guys for hanging out, playing along, enjoying the show. We always appreciate you guys doing that. Thank who's ever listening to this on replay for doing that. We will see you next week. Plenty of good stuff, I'm sure. If you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell no one.
Either way, please keep on listening.